Bigfoot's Swedish Adventure. In a quiet little town in Sweden, a group of enthusiastic adventurers had brought over a very special guest from America. His name was Benny, but he wasn't just any visitor. He was the legendary Bigfoot, known for his towering height and fuzzy appearance. The townspeople were thrilled to have such an iconic creature as their guest, and they were determined to teach him all about their culture, language included. "Bork, bork," they would say, showing him pictures and trying to teach him Swedish words. Benny would tilt his head, his deep brown eyes squinting in confusion, only managing to let out a puzzled "grrrr" every time. Benny's attempts at learning Swedish caused quite some giggles, but sitting lessons turned their chuckles into full-blown laughter as the poor couch groaned under his weight. Then there was the dining table incident. With cutlery too tiny for his enormous hands, every meal turned into a spectacle of flying spoons and spaghetti showers. But nobody minded too much. They were just fascinated by their furry American visitor. However, deep down, Benny missed his forest home in the United States. He missed the rustling leaves and familiar paths. His grand adventures in Sweden didn't quite feel the same. The only one who seemed to understand his longing was little Elsa, a 6-year-old girl with a heart as big as Benny's footprints. She would sit beside Benny, patting his hairy arm, and say in her sweet voice, "It's okay, Benny. Home is where the heart is." And in that simple expression of kindness from a young friend, Benny found a new comfort. He might not speak Swedish perfectly, and couches weren't his thing, but he learned that understanding and friendship didn't need any translation at all.